With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts entitled, First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology, in which Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the importance of the plant-based diet in relation to the development of new technology to address climate change.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
So global climate destabilization threatens the very existence and the continuation of our civilization. So shouldn't it occupy 100% of our attention? Doesn't this issue kind of trump every other issue? And shouldn't we focus 100% on this question because, you know, life on planet Earth depends upon it?
Of course. Okay. That's why you guys ask questions about it. Are you worried?
Very worried, yes. Thank you for having this conference so that we can share ideas. That's why it seems important to me to reach out to other people. I think they're ready to hear and accept the message that vegetarianism is necessary to save our planet.
Yes, and also technical reverse, you know, like wind power, sun power, and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Renewable energy. Well, it also depends on the climate burden of the world, and we try our best. We will let them know on the TV and also individually, wherever we can. All right?
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just sometimes I'm just thinking, I don't know if people even listen. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, Master.
Yeah, the other day I went out to in a restaurant just to see somebody, and then I talked to him about the climate change, and I just like half jokingly, I said, well, we have only 4 or 5 years, you know, guys. And they said, no, we have 50 years.
Right.
And I said, a couple of years, scientists. No, we have 50 years. And even then, 50 years, how long is that? You see what I mean? But it's just the way they say 50 years, like, okay, no problem. It's like another 5 million years, something like that.
Right.
50 years to them is like 5 million years. Something like it doesn't concern them right now, and they just don't seem to concern, you know?
Yes.
And my place, I went to a new place, and my place is right near the highway. Not too near, but because I live on a high mountain and the sound is coming up. Like day and night, you know, thousands of cars passing by. All this is really telling me something.
Understood.
But nevertheless, we don't give up yet. We're doing things, you know. We're still airing our TV and we're still doing our job. But
yes.
On the other hand, I'm telling you the reality. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
Now the 53% of the Americans say, okay, vegetarian is good for the planet and for the individual health, but I don't know if 53 of them are doing it.
Not yet, but the more the message gets out there, the more people will change their life.
We do it. I was thinking even to advertise the whole NASA message on newspaper and pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's great.
All the newspapers and on TV, but but, you know, we will see what we can do, all right?
Thank you, Ms.
Given the situation and the time frame, you know, we do what we can, okay?
Yes, Ms.
Don't forget that it's not just vegetarianism. They have to reverse the technology and everything else as well.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Vegetarianism is for the long-term benefit, for the lesson of the karma, the mercy of heaven. But everybody else has to also contribute, like renewable energy, etc., etc. It takes the whole planet to do it together.
Good evening. I have just one simple question. Since we are talking about the global warming this evening, my question is, if you look at recent years, there has been a catastrophe among the nature. For example, last week, there has been a disaster in China and the cyclone in Myanmar and great heat wave in Spain, whole lot. And my question is, in your personal view, are these all caused by the global warming? If so, why so increasing compared to the past? And I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Mr. Kim, according to UN and scientists' research and report, 9 out of 10 disaster because of global warming. So, of course, you know about this because you are a journalist. But I know you asking this question for the public's sake. You see, we have more disaster nowadays, and it saddened my heart very much. I'm keep trying to tell everyone to minimize it. From individual standpoint, just stay away from animal product, plant trees. Use sustainable energy. It's only 3 steps, actually. Very baby steps. I hope everyone still listen and still will do it.
안녕하십니까, Mr. Qinghai.
Hello.
Hello. 일단 먼저 칭하이 마스터의 고견을 들을 수 있어서 참 영광을 생각합니다. 지금 우리는 터닝 포인트에 있다고 생각합니다. 지금 이 시점에 우리가 바뀌지 않는다라면 인류 미래는 좀 암울할 수밖에 없겠지요. 그리고 각계에서 이렇게 많은 노력을 기울이고 있는데요. 그래서 제가 오늘 그 질문 드리고 싶은 것은 우리 했던 대처에 대해서 여쭤보고 싶습니다. 현재 좀 온난화 방지에 대한 그 노력이 사실상 시민 단체나 학계를 중심으로 이루어졌다고 보고 있고요. 비교적 공공 부문의 노력이 좀 미진한 것으로 보이고 있습니다. 그러니까 실제로 사실 연구기관이지만 그 국립기관인 서울대학교의 전기사용료 같은 경우도 그 1, 2위를 다툽니다. 그리고 또 정부 청사라던가 기관의 소비량 또한 매우 많다고 볼 수 있죠. 하지만 무작정 소비를 줄인다고 그 능사는 아니라고 생각합니다. 제가는 좀 공공부문이 특히 정부가 정책적인 차원에서 어떤 노력을 기여해야 될지에 대해서 여쭤보고 싶습니다.
As I have mentioned before, we have to tackle the root of the problem. The root of problem is the cause of global warming. And that root is our unkindness to our co-inhabitants. Every action provokes a reaction. And this is very scientific. You see, if we sow an apple seed, we will get an apple tree. And from that apple tree, after a while, it will bear apple fruit for us. This is a circle of life. If we kill, we cannot expect life from it. Every action bears the same fruit afterward. It's not religious speaking. It is scientific. So now the root of our problem is that we have been unkind to our co-inhabitants, the living, feeling, walking, acting, loving beings like animals of all size and shapes. And we have also been unkind to our environment. So we have been massacring our co-inhabitants, animals, and we have been destroying our environment, like deforesting and destroying the water and destroying the air. From all this, we cannot expect a better outcome. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them, to be kind to them, look after them. And instead of deforestation, we have to plant trees again. Take care of whatever environment that we have. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, you know, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. I think we have to come together as a people to let the government know what we want. Write to the government, all of you, all of the people. The people have to understand that the government also have their own problem. Yes. There's no problem greater than saving our lives and the lives of the next generation. If everyone realized this, then we would drop everything else. Everything that is not useful to us. Everything that is not kind and conducive to our living here and our next generation's life. We have to change. We have to drop it. Drop it like a hot cake, like a hot potato, because it burns you. No matter what everyone else say, no matter how much you lose, you have to drop the hot plate because it hurts you. Global warming is like a hot plate, iron hot burning plate. We must take care. If the government do not take care, the people just take care, just become vegetarian, refuse all the animal products, then nobody will raise animals anymore. Nobody will kill them anymore. Then we stop the physical harmful effect of animal stock raising, which is number one cause for our climate change. And that's the only one that we as individual can immediately contribute. We can change it. No need to wait for the government. We do it. The people have to take actions. And then perhaps the government will come along with it. If the government doesn't lead you, you lead the government. There's no need to sit there blaming each other. But you see, it's up to everyone to choose what they want. As I have told many times, God gives us free will. I respect that also. So I can only inform, I can only give my opinion, but the people have to do it. Because the people have God inside them. They have wisdom. They have understanding. It's just they have to choose to use it. Now, we have to do more than that. It's not fast enough right now. It is urgent. You see, the killing of animals will be the killing of ourselves and our next generation. That is the fact. Like attract like. What we sow, so shall we reap. There's no need to even talk about religious scriptures. It's just a fact like that.
Charcoal is an energy source regularly used in Africa, mostly in household activities, because it's cheaper compared to gas. However, its use has caused many parks to be deforested and not reforested, while the burning of charcoal also increases air pollution. Please, Master, could you give us advice about other energy sources that will be affordable and could help us avoid deforestation and air pollution?
Hello. Yes, I understand. And I am glad people such as yourself are concerned about preserving our forest. We must protect the trees as much as we can. According to the Environmental Organization Greenpeace, 8% of the Earth's forest-related carbon is stored in the vast rainforest of the Congo River Basin in Central Africa. Scientists predict that continued deforestation of the Congo will release the same amount of CO2 as the United Kingdom emitted over the last 60 years. Imagine that. So it is important to preserve the forest while we still can, because it helps in addressing global warming. Other alternatives could be used to avoid deforestation is something called green charcoal or biochar, which has been introduced in Senegal. This is made from agriculture waste products, is affordable, and prevents deforestation. It also absorbs CO2 as well, which is why climate scientists support the use of it. It absorbs the CO2 very well. So this is one alternative. And of course, if possible, you can use a sustainable energy alternative, such as solar oven cooker, which is safer and causes no air pollution at all. So these are just some examples of affordable energy sources we can try and share with one another. I'm sure there are more. You can do some internet research to see any better solution up to date. Yes. But the most important and most urgent once again is the veg diet, VEG diet. This is a good deed that you can do to help save the planet as a whole, because this will most quickly reduce global warming. And it's not just that. Truly, being veg is not just about reducing greenhouse gases. It is about stopping the suffering of the animals and their cruel, inhuman mistreatment. We have to be noble species. We have to be noble human beings. This is what is it all about. We have to stop the inhuman treatment of animals. And if we in Africa join together to be veg, we will be blessed by all the heavens. Please spread the good solution info.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you, valiant viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 4 of First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you many happy moments every day.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. for free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.